It is now disclaimer time.
We are here to share Prince's works with the utmost authenticity, clarity, and precision. This means there may be situations where the material being discussed may be sensitive or offensive to some. However, we have chosen to discuss his work as it was initially produced. We will not alter any of his original work to suit anyone's comfort, including our own. This podcast is to celebrate Prince and his works.
Thank you for your support and understanding. Now on to the show.
Hello, welcome to Alphabet Suite, podcast for the Prince Songbook. There are hundreds of songs to choose from. You have chosen.
Welcome back to another episode of Alphabet Suite Podcast. I am your host, Timothy.
Wow, you didn't even like give producer Aaron time to get back to his studio. You just took off.
I'm on it.
I see that.
Yeah, let's go.
You're running fast. You're like, yeah, I felt like, hey, like I was being like at an auction or something. give me $20. Like, I'm for sale. So anyway, I am your co-host. I don't want to say Patty P because I don't want to be called that. But your co-host, Pat.
And I'm producer Aaron.
Rock on. What are we talking about today, Mr. Auctioneer Timothy? Oh, give me sold to the man in the gray sweatshirt.
Rock on.
All right.
We are talking about Adonis and
Bathsheba.
So
nice couple. Went out to dinner with them last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
I seen you guys.
Did you?
Yeah. I came with Daryl.
Daryl? So tell me a little bit about this song.
Well,
would you like to read my notes?
Oh, sure. I like that. Yeah. All right. So it was recorded.
It was recorded. Yep. You got that right.
July of, does that say 66?
No, it does not say July of 66.
56?
No. Dude.
I can't see
86.
It. 86. 86. Okay. Worthless glasses. I can't. Thank you.
How's that?
All right.
Does that help?
So they did it at Galpin Boulevard Home Studio. Is that what it says?
That's
Galpin?
Yeah, Galpin.
Okay, Galpin. Galpin. All right. 2 days after the ball.
What ball did you go to?
The crystal ball.
The crystal ball.
What are they talking about? What
dude, ball? That's the name of the song, The Ball.
The Ball?
Yeah.
No, it ain't. It's Adonis and...
That's the song.
2 days after
the ball. He recorded Adonis after that, 2 days after they recorded that song.
No, oh, okay. Anyway, how about you take over?
So this was another...
Dream Factory deal, right?
Was it supposed to be on the Dream Factory? I think so, yeah. It was supposed to be on the Dream Factory. But it never made it. The one, because Dream Factory never came out.
And then they abandoned the song.
And then
why?
Everything gets abandoned.
With you him. Big goofballs.
You know, he doesn't follow through. For as much as he puts out, he doesn't follow through with much.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think he was like, what is it, ADD or the ADHD?
He was something because he made music way faster than what anyone else, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Which is part of the problem he had with Warner Brothers, because he kept wanting to release music and they were like, no, you're flooding the market. Ain't no one going to want to hear your stuff if you just keep putting it out and putting it out. And he's like, no, just put it out.
Right. I'm with him.
Right. I am too. But check this out. So when he finally got away from Warner Brothers and started doing his own thing, he was not putting out music that fast.
He slowed down.
You know what I mean? We were still getting about one album a year, you know. Mm. When he put, everyone's like, oh, well, I ain't gonna say everyone, but you know, people are saying, oh, well, he was putting it out quickly when he had his MPG online music club. No, he wasn't. You get like 2 or 3 songs a month. You average that out, it's still about 1 album a year. So even when he had control and could do what he wanted to do, we were not getting music any faster or any more than what we were getting when he was with Warner Brothers.
Right.
So you whined because you wanted to do all this stuff. Then when you had the chance to do it, you didn't do it.
Yeah.
What the heck, man?
Stop being negative. What's wrong with you?
Eliminate the negative.
Exactly. Prince can do what he wanted to do.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying.
He could have done what he wanted to do, but he didn't.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. You're going to bitch and complain because you need to. You want to put it out more.
Yeah, so why did you not put it out? You know?
Yeah, it doesn't anyway, make sense.
That never.
I am with you.
So, funny thing about this song.
Is it like funny laugh? Like,
well, no.
Okay.
So when I first heard it on a bootleg, because that was how we heard it, was on a bootleg first, I did not like the song at all.
Really?
Yeah. However, so with the bootlegs, I didn't listen to a lot anyway unless I really liked the song, just because most of the quality was poor.
Right.
So I really had to like a song to listen to poor quality. And this one did not make the cut. So I set it aside, you know, and just didn't listen to it. When it came out on the Sign of the Times Super Deluxe Edition and I listened to it, I don't know if it's because it had been years since I heard it or if because it was good quality. I don't know. But I started liking it. Figure that one out.
Maybe you just needed the good quality.
Maybe a different place in life, maybe. Yeah. You know, because like I said, I'm in my 50s now, and it was, you know, a long time ago when I heard it the first time, and I was like, yeah. But it has a very, very, to me, anyway, it has a very similar feel to Adore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can feel the same vibe and chemistry that he was, you know, doing when he had Adore, to me. Anyway.
And this was done around
the same time.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah.
So, yeah. And that's one thing that I find very intriguing about Prince's music. And I guess it's probably about anyone's music. You can tell where a song was written in their career just by the sounds of it. Mm-hmm. Because when they're making music at that time, all their music has a certain sound to it.
Right. Right.
You know, so if you hear a Prince song and you don't know when it came out, if you know enough about his sounds through the years, you can say, man, that sounds like it came out around this time frame. Does that make sense?
Yep. Nine times out of 10, you're right.
Yeah. You know. If you know his time frames and when you listen to this, you're like, yeah, that sounds like Adore, which, you know, came out in, you know, 87.
Mm-hmm.
So it was probably done around the 86 to 88 era, you know.
Right.
But yeah. And they're supposed to be, so when I was researching, there's supposed to be an instrumental mix to this song. Hmm. So I can't find it in anything that I have.
Well, that's poopy.
Yeah. And you would have thought, at least I would, if there was an instrumental mix to the song, why did they not release it with the Super Deluxe Edition of Sign of the Times? Because that would have been the time, in my opinion, that would have been the time to release it.
Unless there's more.
Well, I mean, there's always so much more because he was just forever writing and recording and producing. And
maybe that's what he was doing during that time when he got away from Warner Brothers. He was just writing so much and recording it, and he's like, no, I don't want that, you know, let's do another. And this is why we didn't get what he wanted to do, you know, is put out more music, and nothing was ever satisfying him to where he felt, this is good enough for me to put out.
But he always, I shouldn't say he always, I watched multiple interviews where he would say, I don't give Warner Brothers the best stuff all the time, which is true. Because when you listen to some of his his stuff that he never released, there are songs out there that are way better than stuff he's put on albums. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. If he wasn't at that time in the 80s, let's say, if he wasn't doing B-sides, you wouldn't have got 17 Days. You wouldn't have got Erotic City. You wouldn't have got Another Lonely Christmas.
All great songs, man.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Horny Toad.
Yeah.
How Come You Don't Call Me Anymore? You go back and look at his B-sides. These are songs that he didn't give to Warner Brothers initially to put on an album. Had he not decided to put these on as a B-side, you know, these are great songs that we would not have heard.
Right.
So I
most of them, I think, could have been released.
Oh, yeah, I know. Easily.
Maybe not Horny Toad, but... you know, Another Lonely Christmas, maybe. Yeah.
I mean, they were great songs. And you just look at it, so you know he's not always given Warner Brothers the best songs. He's putting together an album that he wants put together in a way he wants it put together. Mm-hmm. Because you go through the history of what he does, and there's like always multiple configurations to the albums.
Right.
You know, this is the way the album was in March. And right. By, you know, April, he changed the configuration. And then, you know, by May, it was another configuration. When he finally released it in July, it was another configuration.
Correct.
You know, sometimes he just changes the order in which the songs are done. Sometimes he'll change the songs themselves. So, yeah. But there's supposed to be an instrumental version. I can't find it.
Now you'd think that would be an easy thing to find because it's instrumental. It's just music.
Right. At least we're assuming.
Yeah.
But anyway. Other than that, there's not a lot of information that I have on this. It was supposed to, so he was going to do a Crystal Ball 2 box set, you know, and it was supposed to be on that, but Crystal Ball 2, as so many other projects, got abandoned.
Oh, it's in the vault.
You know, so, yeah. What do you do?
I like the song.
Did you?
Yeah. It's just weird because I'm kind of on a door.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why. Just, but I get the, it does feel like, you know, a door. And
overall, like, what do you think of Prince's slow songs? Not his love songs, but his slow songs. Are you a fan of them? Because when you think of his slow songs, like, I know your favorite song by him is Free, you know? But then you don't really, you're not really into Adore, you know? But when you think about it, what about like Scandalous or Insatiable or, you know? I'm not talking his love songs, just his slow, like melodic groove songs.
Well, I put it here because we were, you know, the song said, I love the slowness. Always love him singing this way.
Oh, and his like falsetto? Huh? Kind of, his kind of falsetto voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Scandalous is okay.
Yeah.
You know, I...
Because I just... He had a different way of writing slow music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was really...
It's different, like... I don't know, like Scandalous was done and sang differently than say like this, you know, like a different slow
right
version than like say 17 Days, you know, yeah. Or Another Lonely Christmas, you know, I mean, it's a different,
yeah.
I don't know. I guess it just all depends on
Because there are sometimes I hear some of his slower songs and I'm like, that's going to take me a little bit to to process and get into, you know. Scandalous was one of those songs.
Yeah, there was a whole lot with that, what, the Scandalous Sex Suite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a whole different conversation for that. So.
You get what I'm saying, though, different.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, I get 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and then you get, like, where do you put, like, I guess, like, I Wish You Heaven would be in with, like, 17 Days Way.
Yeah, because it's not really slow, but it's not like a rock song either, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Just different levels of his.
Yeah, he was definitely unique in his approach to music.
I mean, yep, he was the best, all the way up here.
You know what's unique?
What's unique?
This awful segue to sex.
You were waiting for something, weren't you? You're like, they're just not giving me anything.
I need to find my end.
So what are we going to do, Producer Aaron?
Well, we're going to eat a snack.
We going to eat a snack?
Because this segment is partnered. Well, we're partnered with Castos, so we're making this segment about Castos.
All right.
What's up, party people? Producer Aaron here with a special message just for you. Are you a podcast creator looking to take your show to the next level? Well, we've partnered with Castos, the ultimate podcast distribution platform built just for you. With Castos, you can easily distribute your podcast to multiple platforms, reaching millions of listeners worldwide. Castos works with all of the major podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. So your show can be heard everywhere your audience is. But that's not all. Castos also offers powerful analytics, giving you valuable insights into your audience's preferences and engagement. You can track your growth, episode downloads, listener demographics, helping you make informed decisions to improve your show. And here's the exciting part. Castos offers monetization options too. You can easily monetize your podcast through sponsorships, ads, or even setting up a membership program for your loyal listeners. Turn your passion into profit with Castos. So what are you waiting for? Sign up at one of our links below today to support us and grow your own show. Castos is here to empower podcast creators like you with the tools and resources you need to succeed. Join the Castos community and unlock the full potential of your podcast. Start reaching more listeners, monetizing your content, and taking your show to new heights. Castos, the podcast distribution platform built for creators. Once again, use one of our links below now and sign up to embark on an incredible podcasting journey with Castos. You don't want to miss this. What are we eating? That's the question. What's our snack for today? I hope it is not sour.
Are you sure you want to try these gummy worms?
Yeah, we're bring it in, man. Bring it in. Whatever it is, let's do it. What is it?
All natural gummy worms.
All natural gummy worms?
Yeah.
What do you mean all natural?
Well, there's no crap in it and there's less sugar.
Oh. Well, let's see it. Bring it in. Look at it, Timmy T.
You came in here talking about strawberries and
all natural strawberries and mangoes and destroyed our faces. Oh. What do we got?
You're not that strong, I promise.
All I see on the back is feed your freak.
Rotten.
Rotten. What?
Sour.
Oh, boy.
Gummy worms.
Rotten, sour gummy worms. All right, here we go.
It might be a little stiff. I've had them for a while.
A little stiff. We're going to get some stiff worms.
Hello.
You can just rip it from the top.
Oh, okay, okay, there you go. Do you want me to rip it all the way?
Do whatever you want.
I hate gummy stuff.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. That's it.
Oh. What'd you do? You got it to where I can't even open the bag now, huh? How am I good? All right. When all else fails, use your teeth. All right.
That was hilarious.
All Dude, these aren't even gummy anymore. They're hard.
I'm sure he'll soften in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Those aren't even near as bad as that fruit.
Oh, yeah, they're stiff. They're not usually this thick, I promise you.
They soften in your mouth. Staring at it ain't going to make it any better.
I just don't like gummy stuff.
It's not bad. That is definitely not like the
trolleys.
Them fruit things. What were they called?
Oh, Pineapple Sour.
Oh.
These are a lot better when they're fresh.
That's okay.
What if you like gummy worms?
Gummy worms are nasty. Gummy bears, gummy.
Oh, I love gummy bears. Ugh. All right.
Mm-mm. It's fruity.
Yeah, but it's not. I mean, I am not going.
Right.
You know. Yeah, that's not bad.
I just don't think I like the texture of the gummy and, you know, gummy bears. I just don't like that.
See, I love gummy bears.
You would.
Yeah.
It's because they're tasty.
They are.
But.
Gummy worms. I mean, they're all this. Any gummy like that, I'm okay with.
No, these are like all natural, less sugar, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. That was actually not bad. The sour was not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. That other thing was.
Rotten. Check it out.
Yeah. Check it out. Rotten gummy worms. So. All right. Well. I think that's about all we got to say about Adonis and Bathsheba. Unless you got anything else you want to add?
Nope, it's just an odd name.
Adonis and Bathsheba?
Yeah.
I don't know why he... I mean, I know, I've heard of Bathsheba in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Adonis is like, he's a god, but not in the Bible. Yeah, I don't know why he picked those names. But good song.
I enjoyed it.
Nice slow groove, you know. So no.
Hey, did Eric Leeds have anything to do with this?
Who?
Eric Leeds.
I don't know, did he?
I don't know.
You see him on there?
I'm asking.
You see his name?
Look at there.
What?
Recording personnel.
Oh. Eric Leeds and Atlanta Bliss.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Anytime there's horns, I mean, you know, he's got his go-to people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those go-to people were different depending on the era in which the song was recorded. Eric Leeds was around most of the time, but later on he got like Adrian Crutchfield and, you know, people like that. So...
So, no, I don't want to say that.
Say what?
Nothing at all.
You're going to say something negative, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Go to a positive place.
Yeah, because Eric Leeds is awesome. You can't get...
See, he is. I'm not saying he's not, but like, yeah. I like Candy Dolfer, too.
Yeah.
So.
She's all right.
Yeah. In fact...
Like that noise?
I do not like that noise. It's very annoying.
Good, that's what I'm doing. You wouldn't let me frick with my pen, so there you go.
Okay. Sounds anyway. Like somebody needs to eat some mango.
No, ooh. I don't.
We'll force feed it to him.
Oh, gross.
So, all right. Well, I guess that's going to be it for this episode, people. If you want to reach out to us, we'd love to hear from you. And
we would.
Yeah, we would. We'd really like to have some interaction going here. And
I'd like for you all to... Get on YouTube and go to Alphabet Suite Podcast and Alphabet Suite Playlist, our sister channel, and like, subscribe.
Comment.
Comment. It's annoying having only... I hate seeing the like number. It just bothers
Nobody
me.
Likes us. I think
yeah. They don't look at it, silly.
Yeah, we're just
It's
here.
Hard not to because I'm excited. Like, you know, like, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Just remember, we're here for fun and entertainment and to educate people with what little bit of knowledge we have about Prince.
And if you like that little bit of knowledge about Prince, you can find a lot more of it at patreon.com/alphabetsweetpodcast.
You can. And we're going to try to add more and more as we go there, too. So, where else can they reach us? I think we have a Gmail. Do we have a Gmail?
AlphaSweetPodcast@gmail.com.
Do we have a Twitter?
No.
We have an X, though.
Do we have an X?
Alphabet Sweet Podcast on the X. Only on the X.
X.
Still Twitter.
And if you're listening on the podcast platforms, especially Apple Podcasts and I believe Spotify, maybe Amazon, I don't know. Drop a review. Let us know what you think.
What's going on with our producer?
What's wrong with our producer?
There's a lot wrong with it.
All right. Do you want, producer, did he already do the Patreon? Or does he want to go into his porn voice?
Yeah, he did. His Patreon was the first thing he did.
Dude, since I said the porn voice, you haven't done it.
Done what?
Him.
You want him to do porn?
The voice. Where I said it sounds like he, you know.
I mean, if someone wants to hire me to do anything, I'll do
it. See? There we go.
It's the Barry White voice.
That's just me talking normal really close to the microphone.
Like Barry White.
All right, let's finish this.
All right. So I think we're done with Adonis and Bathsheba. So if you like it, check it out on the Silent Time Super Deluxe Edition. It's good. But yeah, till next time, people. Peace.
Peace.
This has been a Tatanka Enterprises production.